I feel good about being able to work with them. Very professional, and our staff was very cooperative. Our high school's teachers are going to work remotely so that they can monopolize the parking lot and get all our equipment in. So it's just day to day now. Dennis, I think our challenge is trying to figure out what students can't get internet connectivity. So we're working on that through the day, and I hope families will be patient, but we're looking at ways to remedy that so we can get our kids learning.
What about from the teacher standpoint, though? When you were expecting to teach from your building, inside the building, they probably have things all set up and ready to go. And all of a sudden, it's like, Nat, come on down, get your stuff, because you're teaching from home tomorrow. What have you heard from the teaching front?
You know, they've just been really cooperative. I think they all understand. They want to work the best they can with our fire crews. And so they, as we were opening up the buildings, many of our teachers were coming in, grabbing their laptops, and everybody's ready to go. We have a few teachers who also had to evacuate. So, you know, they're working remotely. We have a couple teachers in the building because they don't have connectivity, so we're doing the best to make it work, Dennis.
I know it's too early to ask, and it wouldn't be fair because it's only day one of school, but I assume you'll be monitoring things this week, even though it's a short week because of the holiday, to kind of get a feel of how this new process of distance learning is working.
Yeah, it's interesting. Today is actually count day, so our funding is based on enrollment. And I just actually talked with our state superintendent and told him of our situation. And, of course, there's a few situations in the region like ours. And he was very accommodating, said not to worry about it, keep everybody safe, and they'll work with us. So that was encouraging. But, yeah, we're going to take this week to really assess things and see how we have to adjust our learning situation, and most of all, really get a feel for all the technical issues that kids may be having with computers or power cords. So we hope to sort all that out. And there will be kids who, even with hotspots, can't connect. And we're planning on bringing those kids into our buildings, social distancing, with some learning spaces. We call them learning zones, so that they can access learning. That's our plan.